"What a difference a week can make" had to have been the buzzwords from the Peacock Tornadoes player's bus, as the team was on the way to the playoffs in the South 5A 12-man football league after defeating the Swift Current Colts 43-27 on Saturday. The game, a must-win for the Tornadoes, gave the Peacock squad a 3-3 season record, edging out Swift Current, who end the season 2-4 and are out of the playoffs. The Tornadoes were led by what could best be described as a stellar performance, if not high school football career performance, by Josh Johnson, who managed to rush the ball 345 yards on 32 carries. Johnson also made 3 receptions for 43 yards. Johnson would also score 6 touchdowns in the victory. The highlight was a first quarter 70-yard carry for a touchdown. Just 1 week prior in their loss to the visiting Weyburn Eagles, the Tornadoes saw the visitors take away their running game and corral Johnson. Other scoring from Peacock came off of the toe of Ruza Borafu Magarwa, who kicked a second quarter 30-yard field goal. Tornadoes quarterback Keaton Dorkson would complete 6 out of 9 passes for 62 yards. Dorkson would also carry the ball on 3 occasions for 10 yards. A Tornadoes game statistically on the ground also saw Owen Varjasi carry the ball 9 times for 55 yards. In the end, the Tornadoes managed to record 417 yards on the ground and 62 yards in the air for total offensive yardage of 479 yards. While the Tornadoes relied upon their ground game, the Colts on the other hand took to the air. Colts quarterback Elijah Siemens would complete 15 out of 34 pass attempts for 243 yards. Siemens also threw 1 interception. Top yards getter for Swift Current was Ryder Smith with 186 yards on 8 passes. Smith also rushed for 19 yards on 3 carries. The Swift Current running game mustered 91 yards with Jaron Reed carrying the ball 15 times for 53 yards. The Colts' total offense was 334 yards. Scoring for the Colts came from Smith with 2 rushing touchdowns, Siemens with a touchdown, and Reed. The Tornadoes will be traveling to Weyburn next weekend, where they will face the powerhouse Eagles in playoff action. The Eagles defeated the Tornadoes 23-6 last weekend in Moose Jaw. The original story can be found on the MJ Independent website.